You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
And that's my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
Oh, yeah. The show is like mother, like son? Yes.
That's right, with
really?
A question mark.
With a question mark.
You know, it's a mother-son thing.
Turn so. And face the strain to change it.
Welcome to Like Mother, Like Son. That's my mom, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
Some people simply defy categorization. Our guest today is one of those people. He's the voiceover artist slash comedian slash performance artist known as Zero Boy. He's been seen on MTV, he's toured Europe and the U.S., and today he joins us on Like Mother, Like Son. Welcome, Zero Boy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. So, Zero Boy, tell us about you and your alter egos.
I'm a vocal acrobat, which means I can do lots of weird things with sound. I can spin the bottle. Oh, it broke. I can fly in an airplane. Oh, ran out of gas. I can do all sorts of stuff with my voice.
Can you play the skin flute, too?
Play the skin flute? Yes. Ding.
Okay, I can tell we're in for some real entertainment here. This is Patricia. But you know what? I'm going to start off doing perhaps a very motherly thing and ask it about your name and the fact that I did go to your website and I learned a lot about you and fascinated. And also learned that you performed up here in Sullivan County at the NACAL Theater over in Highland Lakes. People remember you well.
They were happy
that we're interviewing you.
Great.
You have a fan club here, too.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But do you ever use your given name, or you just stick with Zero Boy?
Zero Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my, you know, if you'd like to, I can tell you the origins of Zero Boy.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Well, I was, when I was a young kid, I was bit by a radioactive mathematician, which gave me, like, these weird powers I slowly began to develop, you know, where I could make sound, and then things would happen. I could get a chainsaw going or something like that. And then we moved to France, and I was walking down one day down the Champs-Élysées, la, 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 when I noticed all the screaming, oh, no, no, no! And I looked up, and the Eiffel Tower was tipping over on its side.
Oh, no.
So I immediately clicked into, you know, superpower modes, flew over there, landed, realized there was a hairline crack in one of the legs, and pulled out my sound torch, melted it back up, pushed the thing back up, so it was straight, and next thing you know, I'm being hailed left and right. And she, you know, the president of France at that time, he came out, oh, the Hero Boy has saved us, the Hero Boy.
Uh-huh.
And when it got through Fox News and all the other newspapers of America, it was Zero Boy. So that's how I got the name.
So there you are. So that's been with you all this time. That sounds great. Good reason.
You know, what I wanted to sort of know is the most famous verbal acrobat that I know of is the guy from the Police Academy and the movies, and of course I don't know his name.
Winslow. All kudos to the master.
Are you working in a tradition of Police Academy, or does it predate?
It definitely predates. I consider myself a vocal acrobat mime. There's always been performers who've done a lot of things with sound, but he's the most famous recently in American knowledge. But there are others, you know, there's the duo for Australians, the Umbilical Brothers, who've done very well for themselves. But it takes two Aussies to do what one Yank can do. There's a lot of people working with sounds. I think it's, you know, small children. We grow up with, you know, television, radios, and cartoons. So, of course, why not go over to the bath's whip bang sound and stuff like that.
Now, I want to ask about the fact that you're a vocal acrobat and a mime. Now, isn't mime silent?
Well, actually, the traditional meaning of mime, mimus, comes from to act. So, actually, pantomimes are silent,
right.
And mimes, the traditional understanding that I have of mime, is an actual actor or super actor, a performer who can do all various kinds of performing and can do it, everything from juggling to regular acting to improvisation. So I'm sort of like coming from that tradition.
Well, I want to say when your noises are visual, because as you were talking about walking down the Champs-Élysées as a little boy, I felt like I could really see it. So that's pretty good.
Well, thank you, madame.
So tell us about your strategy for success.
My strategy for success? Well, it goes something like this. Can you spare 50 seconds? I mean, my strategy, I don't really have a strategy for success. I believe that I'm just a rolling moss. No, wait a minute, no. I'm a rolling stone that gathers no, well, maybe I have moss or something. I think I just enjoying life as it comes to me. Ow! In the hospital, beep, 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 and stuff like that. You know, I just sort of like roll along, and I'm trying to make people want to hire me for more gigs.
Did your parents think you were a complete lunatic?
No, actually, they were just a little surprised that when they would hear me in the bathtub. Dive. Stuff like that. I mean, you know,
Hardly blame them.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you'd gone down the drain.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, they, you know, they'd have my day. There was Kung Fu on TV with David Carradine. Hiya! I cannot fight. So, you know, I mean, yeah, they just knew that there was another television channel in my room.
All right, Stump Zero Boy number one, a Wisconsin farm boy in a French restaurant.
Oh. A Wisconsin farm boy in a French restaurant. Hi, everyone. Can I get myself some grilled cheese sandwich? What kind of cheese would you like? Would you like the Camembert? Would you like the Mobilier? Or perhaps you would like the Brie? No, actually, I'd like some Vermont, some Wisconsin cheddar. Well, we will get that for you right now. Next.
Well, I'm going to do a little silly little poem that I remember from childhood, because it makes me think of something that I know that you've done. And it's, I love myself, I think I'm grand, I go to the movies and I hold my hand. I put my arm around my waist, and when I get fresh, I slap my face. I understand you once fought yourself. How'd you do that?
Oh, it was something like this. Ding, ding. All right, Zero Boy, you've had it. Oh, yeah, bring it on. Ow, 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 ow. Man, I'm getting kind of tired of doing it. Ah, you punk ass beep. I did you right. I thought it was me. Hey, what am I doing on the floor?
Who won?
No, 0-1.
Oh, 0-1. I'm glad to hear that.
Accents really fascinate me. I've spent time in the Midwest. I've spent time in New Jersey. I've spent time in Long Island. You know, but I read an article, I can't really remember exactly where, somebody did a study and how the accent in Buffalo is basically the same one as in Minnesota. How do you, like, interpret accents? I mean, you speak English, I guess.
I grew up with.
How'd you figure that out,
Ramsey? I grew up with sound in Soundistan, so you know, mostly we were speaking in sounds. But I can speak English.
Yes, I can speak English very well. In fact, I can speak the Queen's English, the King's English, and the English of Monte. Yeah. So I mean, yes, accents. It's really fun out here, eh? Hey, yes, it'd be good if we could go from Minnesota to Buffalo, because it's not too far. I mean, but you got to watch out, because, you know, when you're in Buffalo, they might, they're from New York, it could be dangerous. Something like that. I don't know.
All these sounds and performances really seem to have led you in a lot of different venues and different directions, but there's one here I do want to ask you about. I'm going to read what you did so I get it straight. He was a featured performer at the Berlin Comedy and Verite Festival, and in 1996 co-starred as voice acrobat with the Chameleon Variety in Liebling der Goethe, a homage to the great Italian juggler Enrico Rastelli.
Yeah.
A great Italian juggler. Do many people know about this great Italian juggler?
Oh, yeah.
Juggler?
He was, well, not, I mean, if you're a juggler, you would know who he is. I mean, he's the Babe Ruth of jugglers. He's the James Dean of jugglers. He died at 33. He was a guy who had, as a young kid, gone to Russia with his family. He was from a juggling family, a dynasty of jugglers, and he had learned all these Chinese techniques with juggling on a stick, static juggling, where you like have like 10 different things on you, and you held by sticks and balls, and, you know, I mean, it's almost impossible to describe. And then he would, but he was also able to do things where he would take on a whole soccer team and he by himself and hit the ball, and he would
hit six balls.
Yeah, I mean, he'd hit 10. He could hold up 10 balls in static juggling. He could do things where the ball was on his head and end up on it, you know, kicking it from his feet from behind. He was the guy who set the bar. I mean, if you ever, there's only a few films of him. There's only really one film of him, and he died. He used to do things with a mouth stick, and he cut his tooth, and he had to quickly drive to Italy for something. And while he was driving, got the flu. He died, and there was a giant funeral for him with thousands and thousands
of
people.
Really?
Yes,
that's interesting. That is really very serious then. I mean, that he really did have a following.
Oh, yeah. In Europe, the variété stage is the vaudeville, and a lot of our vaudeville performers went to Europe to perform. And he, like I said, he set the bar, and he was constantly suing people for stealing his act. You were known as a Rastelli if you could juggle back then in America and everywhere in the 20s and 30s. And when he died, you know, that was it. And so he sort of faded from memory for Americans because we have, like, you know, a one-season memory.
Right.
And if you speak to the world class jugglers, they will know who Enrico Rastelli is.
Well, that's interesting. I thought it maybe was just sort of a joke, so I learned something.
Yeah, Rastelli.
The SUV of your dreams is waiting. The new 2004 BS is a powerful engine. Add in America's worst warranty, 0% APR financing, and a sick dependency on oil, and you get a road-eating smog monster with an appetite for gas bigger than the Bush family. So see your dealer today and test drive the SUV Satan called a great machine. This message from the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. I fought with John Kerry, and he is no hero, as my name is Count Chocula.
Thanks, Zero Boy, for talking to us on Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
Now, what about comedians? I mean, you know, I just watched Colbert roast the president.
Yeah.
Are you who's your favorite comedian out on the stage today?
My favorite
besides
comedian.
Yourself.
That's a tough one. I mean, I have a lot of different. There's a lot of comedians I know who aren't necessarily famous who I think are really good. Eric Kirchberger would be one of them. The Red Bastard would be somebody. They can check out Red Bastard at redbastard.com. I like the regular stand-up comedians, but I much prefer the weird fool/ entertainer comedians, the ones who are a little different than your normal, hey, everybody, do you all know and blah, 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 how many times have you blah, blah, you know, that doesn't interest me so much as perhaps the weirdo fool-type comedians. I was very fascinated by Colbert's roasting the president. I thought the last third of what he did was a little bit, I think he went a little too long, but the first
How do you
third,
think the president did?
I thought the president was pretty good, actually, with
I
his
did too.
Double.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to hand it to George Bush. You know, he may not have a lot of intelligence, but he knows how to take a joke.
Yeah.
I was really fascinated by what I did on stage.
You know, I just am curious how the medium has changed. I mean, what is so obvious is that you in a live, right here on this, you know, on the radio, it's hilarious. It's so deep. It's so raw. It's so real. And then, you know, nowadays with Pro Tools and, you know, with everything's edited. And so when I went to your website, it's a little different because I just sort of assumed it's post-produced, but it's so clearly not.
Well, it depends on what. On my website, I have different things. I have some stuff that's on TV, MTV. Some of those things have a little bit of post production, but I'm doing all the sounds. All the sounds that you hear in the little MTV blurbs are from me. The stuff that's on the NPR radio things, those are live right then and there. People call in, they give me the things. I have to completely do the radio cartoon then and there. So if they really want to see me dancing, that's good. The Fox and Friends and the other Good Day New York stuff that's on there, those are right there live on television, and yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I like to dance in the moment.
When you do a riff, what do you kind of let it go? I mean, I can't imagine that you're trying to control much, or it couldn't happen, or...
Well, you know, I am an improv artist. I mean, there are some things that I have, you know, it's like anything. I have certain little licks that I can throw out there. But in general, I just kind of like open my mind and see where it goes from there, you know, and just, like I said, just start dancing.
There's you know, you've done some mind-altering support work, legalizing cannabis and other kinds of things. You wanna go there at all?
Well, what's happened is I was on the High Time softball team, the Bong Hitters. Hey, Bong Hitters. And by the way, they are the leading softball team in the Publishers League in New York City. So if anybody wants to know, they kick butt on the National Review. They kick butt on Forbes. They kick butt on everyone else. I used to play on their team, and I also hosted two cannabis cups, and have been involved with another one.
What is a cannabis cup? What is that? What is that event?
A cannabis cup is a place where people. Oh, yeah, I'll try this one. They're given, like, maybe 40, 50 different types of marijuanas, like sort of like a wine tasting event, and then they vote on it, and the winner wins the cannabis cup for taste, smell, different types, and stuff like that. So it's an event that happens in Amsterdam around Thanksgiving. I guess you give thanks in a different way. And people, lots of Americans go there, Dutch people, Germans, and other foreigners, and vote on usually mostly Dutch cannabis. And so I had a chance to host it a couple of times. I used to work, I was a foreign correspondent for High Times out of Amsterdam for a little while. And, yeah, I mean, this High Times is doing some pretty good work. And, you know, they're basically a trade magazine for marijuana.
Thanks for listening to Like Mother, Like Son. Our guest today is Zero Boy, the vocal acrobat.
We are live from Zero Boy's room.
Okay. I want to ask you about something a little bit more established, I guess you could say, but your Alice in Zeroland at the Whitney Museum.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
That was my take on Alice in Wonderland. Basically, you know, Zero Boy slash Alice goes down the hole. Do cats eat rats? And ends up going through these weird little worlds. And as the same in Alice in Wonderland, you know, meets the hookah smoking caterpillar. You know, and just travels, goes into the small room, the big room, right. All sorts of stuff like that. And I did it at the Whitney in just around 2000.
I just need to ask you: was it a live performance? Was it filmed and then shown over and over again, or how did it?
Live performance. Yeah, it was a one-shot deal.
Oh wow!
In there at the time. It was the Whitney at Philip Morris, and now it's I guess it's at Nutria or Atria or something like that. They've changed their name so they can seem a little bit better than cigarette
smoke, right?
The instrument that you use is really your mouth and tongue, a lot of it, right?
Yeah, it's basically my vocal range.
And how do you practice new sounds? I mean, it sounds like I know actors that tend to stare at the mirror and look at themselves. You know, do you record yourself and listen back to it? Or?
Actually, no. I'm sort of like Buddy Rich. Years ago, they said to Buddy Rich, hey, buddy, you know, do you practice before you go on stage? He says, I don't practice anymore. I've been playing since I was four. I just get up and I do it. I'm good enough, and if I can't do it, I can't do it, but I do it. And I've been doing it for so long that, I hear it, and I like to say I am not the Norman Rockwell of sound. I am more like the. No, I'm not. I'm not a photorealist of sound. I'm more of an impressionist. So some sounds I definitely can't do.
And do you turn it off?
When I'm having sex and stuff like that.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not very often. It sounds like.
Monsieur, c'est temps.
Thanks, Zero Boy, for talking to us on Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
What I really am interested in is how you do this career, in the sense that, you know, you're clearly just funny and you like being funny, but you've parlayed that into a real, like, professional. You know, you're on MTV, you're up here in the Catskills, you're all over, you're a live performer. You have to be a bit of a businessman to pull that off. I mean, everyone's funny in their bathroom, at least I am.
Well, I'm working it. You know, I'm trying to get more jobs. Like tonight, I'm doing a gig at the New York Public Library tonight, Wednesday, for the Moth. And the Young Lions are having kind of like a Moth Young Lions of the Library, the supporters of the Library and supporters of the Moth, a dinner with Erica Jong, Todd Hanser from The Onion, Randy Cohen from The New York Times, and Andy Borowitz, and
keeping good company. That sounds great.
Yeah, they're doing the Seven Deadly Sins, and I'm doing Gluttony. Gluttony. Another wine.
How do our viewers buy your records? And
Ramsey, they're listeners.
Oh, how do our listeners get your material?
They can go to my website and check out my website. There's also they can buy my CD, which is almost done, so it will take a little while, but we'll get it to them. They can see stuff on my website in the gallery page, and send me an email, and I'll keep them posted when I'm in and around town or in their area.
What's your email? What's your website?
ZeroBoy.com, www.zeroboy.com, as it's spelled, ZeroBoy.
I think we got it.
Hey, this is really great. I really appreciate you talking to us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
It was fun. You kept us. It was like being on a roller coaster ride, just trying to keep up with you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Speaking of a roller coaster.
All right, Zero Boy, thanks so much. Let's do one stump Zero Boy for the road.
Okay.
All right. It's lounging around in the Catskills before being picked up by a UFO.
Morty, have you seen Zero Boy? He's supposed to go on very soon for the Young Zionist Lions Club, and he's not around. Where is he? I think he went in the back to check out the lawn. Zero Boy! What's that? What's that? No, not there. Not there. Oh, yeah, there. There. Oh, yeah, probe there. Oh, there he is. Hey, Zero Boy, you're supposed to go on. What? You look like you're all ragged. What happened to you? Where's your pants?
All right.
They got him. Well, thanks very much. This is Patricia Adams with Like Mother, Like Son.
And this is Ramsey Adams. Thanks, Zero Boy. That's just awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF, talking to Zero Boy.
That's my mother, Patricia Adams.
That's my son, Ramsey Adams.
And there's our producer.
There's our producer, Mark Sutton.
Thanks for listening to Like Mother, Like Son. To hear more from Zero Boy, check out his website at zeroboy.com. And give us some feedback. We'd love to hear what you think of the show at www.likemotherlikeson.org.
Thanks for listening to Like Mother, Like Son. Mom, can I be excused?